Gordy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. It's all happening this week on the Gordy and Maz Show, Maz.
Guys, listen, if you've ever wanted to be a radio producer, here is your chance. We do a segment on the show called $10 Radio Topics where we get your ideas, we put them on the show, and we pay you $10.
I just love playing this, so let me play.
You need $10, dollars. $10 is what you need. For your radio topics. $10 is what you need.
It's your chance. This is where we give the people what they want. You know, if there's something burning that you want discussed on the radio, and we do it, $10.
You can text your suggestions through to 04800 18900 or hit us up on our social pages. Hit NSW Breakfast across Instagram or Facebook. Just let us know what you want us to chat about. I mean, there have been some great suggestions.
Here's some of the suggestions we get. So this is the think along these lines for the $10 radio topics. Were you ever on a game show as a kid? Think Amazing, Go, Go, Stop.
Oh, my gosh.
The Academics.
Definitely wouldn't have been on that one.
And by the just a side note, we're going to try and do some stuff around Amazing, right? We're going to see if we can bring that back.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was, of all of the kids' TV shows, that's the one that you wanted to be on in the 90s, right? With James Sherry hosting.
I lived for that show.
And, like, there was the slime tunnel and then you had to find the keys in the castle and that was, like, we need to bring that back.
How good at the end when they were looking for the keys? And you're like, oh, it's right, you could see it on TV.
Bridge, idiot!
It was the best show. Some more on that show over the next week or so on ours. A couple more $10 radio topics. Has your pet ever sent you to the ER?
Ooh,
not a bad one.
That's a good question.
Yep.
It's broad, guys.
It's very broad.
There are no limits or boundaries. Whatever you guys reckon would sound good on the air, let us know and we'll probably give it a go.
We tackled a weird one today, which we'll get to very soon. Also, just want to mention, while you might not hear it here in this particular podcast, if you subscribe to our podcast, wherever you listen to it, you're going to get some other great stuff. On our show, we spoke to Fabio, the most beautiful man in the world.
Oh my gosh. What an absolute treat. Everyone knows Fabio from the roller coaster incident. I can't believe it's not butter. He's spruiking some shampoo now. But a real treat to talk to that man. And he was so lovely.
He was a legend. And our producer, Matt, weirdly asked for him for a lock of his hair.
Yeah.
Which he is sending us.
Apparently. So he's getting FedExed to us.
You can get that. We also spoke to Bryce and Melissa from Maths, dropped in a few bombshells there.
Oh my gosh. So I was fully just blown away by how in love they are and how they are one of the only couples that have made it through Married at First Sight. And they're together and they seem relatively stable. And in love.
Yeah, you be the judge. If you want to jump off this podcast and get that, do that. But plenty of great stuff coming up right here in today's Gordy and Maz podcast.
You need $10, dollars. $10 is what you need. For your radio topics, topics. $10 is what you need.
Thank you to T Butler for this suggestion of 131060. Have you fallen in a hole?
It's an easy buy-in.
It's just a funny thing to say out loud, isn't it?
But I love to get, you know, inside the minds of people that listen to radio and what they want to hear. And that was one thrown out there.
You guys have really excellent suggestions, which is why we're willing to pay you $10 for your great radio topics.
$10, have you fallen in a hole, 131060, call the show now. Now, I cast my mind back.
When did you fall in a hole, mate?
This is preschool, so before sort of you hit the big year one, I reckon I was, five? Yeah, 5 years old, and I'm walking along, and it would have been a hole. Would you describe sort of that size?
The size of your head.
The size of my head, yeah. Your two hands.
You've got an average size head.
No neck and a flat head and sort of round.
All things I did not say.
So it's about, if you put your two hands together, that's the size of the hole. Like if you're looking at sun like that, Anyway, I'm walking along.
A tiny hole.
I'm minding my own business and out of nowhere, one of my legs just fell straight down into the hole. Just went boom, straight down. So I'm half in the hole, half out of the hole.
Like on a road, grass?
I think it was near a service station memory.
On a road.
Yeah, it was on a road and someone hadn't filled it. And so one leg's gone down and the other got sort of out. And what happened was that the hole was the perfect size for my leg.
Oh, no.
So as I've gone to try to pull the leg out, leg's stuck.
No!
And this is pre-mobile phone days.
You're like the girl that fell down the well, but a really small version of it.
Well, I'm stuck there and I'm no phone and I'm like, I can't get out of this hole. So the person I was with had to go and get my dad to come down and try and help me out of the hole. And when they got me out, I was fine. And then when I looked down at my leg, I looked at the side, completely covered in blood. There was like a graze right the way down.
So I lost it.
And that's when I it didn't hurt until I saw that. And then I just lost my mind.
Dude. Yeah. That's a traumatic story.
I feel like we all have a hole story in our lives. I mean, it might be a metaphoric hole, might be a, you know, one that doesn't, it's just a gap in our lives, but we've all got one, right? Did you say you got one?
I feel like I've shared this story before. I fell into more of a ditch than a hole.
Yep.
This was when I was in my late teens. I was walking across a car park with my girlfriend Louise. And we notice a group of boys jump in a car with a P plate on it. And so we were thinking, let's strut our stuff, because we were walking along the back of the cars and we were like, if they're going to reverse, they're going to see us. We'll just strut our stuff and away we go. And we're walking along and she got past the car and looked back and realized that I had fallen into a ditch in the car.
Did the boys see? Did they?
Do you know what? I was so embarrassed that I just wanted to get the hell out of there. And thankfully, I didn't twist an ankle. Like, there were no injuries. It was just complete shame that I felt in that moment in my life.
Well, how could you possibly recover in that moment? I meant that.
Just get out of there. You just get out of there. I wasn't doing slapstick, guys. I literally fell in a ditch trying to be cool.
Kayla from Coffs on 131060. Welcome to the $10 radio topic. Have you fallen in a hole?
Just a couple of times.
Couple? Right. More than once.
Awesome.
Well, this is for you, this topic right here. What happened?
I was out riding my dirt bike with my dad a couple of years ago. And we lived in Victoria at the time, so we have wombats.
Oh.
And they had dug, two big burrows. I knew exactly where they were. We pointed them out. We're like, okay, we need to look out for those. Yeah, I didn't look out for those.
Yeah. Just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. They jumped out at me. They moved, I reckon.
They moved for you. And so that's one of a few. And so what's the other one?
So, again, in Victoria, I was, we lived on a bit of a property. So I was going down to feed the cows. And I was like, oh, there's a big hole there. I'll just walk around that, not noticing that I was then going to walk straight into the pile that had come out of the hole.
Jeez. Kayla.
Oh my gosh, what's going on with you?
She came out of the hole and fell into the hole. It was
out of the hole, into the hole.
Yep.
Mate.
Trying to avoid the hole, you ran into the stuff that came out of the hole and then you ended up in the hole.
Exactly.
Kayla. Babe.
Who would have thought this radio topic would speak so openly to you? I mean, it's just worked out well for you. $200 of Glamouflage for calling the show.
100%, babe. We're going to send you that Glamouflage Eliza Lift Collection, enriched with royal jelly and various skin-firming ingredients. And just, take care, Kayla.
Steer clear. Serious. I've been told just take this one by Matt. It's very good. Tracy on 131060, wrap this thing up for us. Fallen in a hole?
Yeah, it's a story about my husband was really tired from work. I was at work and I had left him at home with three of my kids, nine-year-old, 2, 5-year-olds and a 4-year-old.
Oh, Lord.
He got cranky with him and said, look, just go and dig a hole in the backyard. Go and do something. Anyway, a couple of days later, he was mowing the lawns and he was walking around, picking sticks up and fell in a huge hole that was down about four feet deep. And he was going off the dial, rolled his ankle, wasn't happy, and I laughed at him and said, it's your own fault. And he said, why? I said, you told him to go and dig a hole.
He booby-trapped himself via his kids straight in.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Oh, dear.
I think I just watched one of the most awkward things I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, so you agree that it's super awkward. It's not just me.
Time I've watched it. I've heard a lot of talk about it in the last day or so, but that's the first time I laid eyes on this thing, and it is as odd as it gets.
It's so weird. Yeah. Okay, so we've got this video. We've popped it on our socials. We hit NSW Breakfast on Instagram and Facebook. So just go and have a look. It is, okay, so it's the commissioning in Sydney of an Australian warship. So there's this, just to paint the picture, this giant warship. And then I guess all these like Australian Defence Force people who are important in the Defence Force sort of sitting under a marquee facing the warship.
That's the bit I love the most, that they're sitting there watching this and they cut back to them and they've got blank looks on their face.
So, yeah, so these guys are hanging out watching this thing unfold, and what's happening in front of the warship is like the worst version of a flash mob I've ever seen. It's a group of girls who are obviously a dance troupe. They are wearing hot pants and red tops, and they're twerking and dancing to the most inappropriate song. It's just so weird.
And there's a lot of space around them too. So it's just sort of them and then the ship's behind them, a lot of open space.
There's nowhere to hide.
No.
But there's also nowhere else to look.
This is that video playing out right now, which you can see at our socials. Where do we even, I mean...
Where do you start? Whoever booked this entertainment needs to be fired. Like, whether that person works for a PR company or if they work for the Australian Navy, they need to lose their job, because you definitely got the wrong memo as far as entertainment that's appropriate for an event. This is the wrong room / platform to have a group of girls in hot pants dancing around, and there's a bunch of 80-year-olds with all of their medals that they've won from being in the Navy watching.
Well, there was one, I did see one guy, one person in the video that didn't seem to mind at all that much. But for the most part, it was a blank look of what the hell is going on here.
What is going on? And what I thought too is like, at least play in the Navy or play, like do a dance
yes.
that's appropriate to the occasion, right?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just stick to the village people in the Navy.
With a cute little Navy outfit and a bit of, you know, saluting and stuff. Like, more saluting, less bum twerking.
I'd love to get to the bottom of this.
Literally.
Not literally.
There were like seven bottoms there.
But can we find out more? I mean, there's got to be an explanation. Or is this too hard to explain?
I think somebody they took a risk.
Yep.
They were like, let's book some entertainment. Let's jazz it up. Let's make it a little bit sexy. And it has failed. Although we are talking about it.
True.
So perhaps they have done a great job.
What do you think of the dance, though?
They're terrible. That's the other thing that I wanted to say. Sorry, girls, and no offense.
Yeah.
But you need to work on your choreography, and your timing is all out. Like, it wasn't a great performance.
They're all out of line, aren't they? Like, one's doing one thing, the other's doing another thing.
You know. Do you know what I reckon has happened? This is my theory.
Okay.
Whoever's been responsible for booking the entertainment for the unveiling of this new warship in Sydney, I think they've booked the entertainment, and at the last minute, the entertainment has cancelled, and then they've gone, I've got a niece and she's got some mates, and I reckon they can slap on some hot pants and chuck a dance on.
Oh, they're doing great stuff on TikTok. Let's get them here now. They can entertain the troops. Now, we are back from holidays this week. I believe school holidays is still on. So, yeah, that's still happening. But we're back from holidays, and producer Matt was telling us about his holiday.
Yeah, so you went over to WA, never been before. And what's your review on WA?
Well, can I just quickly say represent home state, by the way. So I was pretty pumped that Matt was going back
there.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you think.
Did you play tour guide to Maddie and be like, hey, you need to go to these sort of like three awesome spots and bars?
I think I sort of consistently do, right? I'm always sort of telling you how good it is.
I mean, we've had conversations about it. So Gaundy knew I was going to his hometown, so he was pretty
I was pretty excited
that.
About
Went
that.
To his right. his canal. You know, he's come from a place with canals. He's a fancy guy, Gaundy.
No, not really. Not where I lived in Mandurah, mate. I went to a school that looked like a prison. So that is one side of it. But I lived on the other side of the tracks. Yeah. But yeah, nice little spot.
It's actually, it was a great holiday, and now we can get there. Yeah, would recommend it to people. Flight, not that long as people think, but we did all the tourist stuff. You know, we went to Margaret River, Rottnest Island, see the quokkas, and we went to Fremantle because it's really quirky. Check out the Little Creatures Brewery there, and went to Frio Prison.
So do they do tour guides with the prison? I'm assuming it doesn't have prisoners in it anymore.
No, it's an old prison.
It's in really good nick. So it was built by convicts, and they've got all the stuff there. It was open till the early 90s, and they've kept so much stuff there.
Except the prisoners. They didn't keep the prisoners in the prison. They got rid of them.
Well, even back then, when you go and do the tour, there's a video of they had big riots and people escaping the prison. So not even that long ago. So they couldn't keep them in.
Like any famous prisoners in that particular prison? Like anyone do anything good?
Good question, actually.
do anything good to get in there?
True crime tour there. So there's heaps of people from true crime stories, mass murderers. They took you to the gallows where they hung people.
Yeah, that's all heavy.
It is heavy, but it is where I sort of want to focus because it's been a little while since I did the tour, and maybe you can tell me, Maddie, if they still do this. But when I did the tour at Frio Prison, and it is a great tourist attraction, by the way, if you do go there. One, there was a couple of jobs that I was really fascinated in. So one of the jobs is to, so what they do is they take you to the cells where they used to keep people before they met their demise, before they sort of.
So their last days.
The noose, yes. Whoa. And they're these tiny little dark cells. They're miniature. They're like maybe doubles the size of a toilet at your house,
like
kind of
fun
thing.
Size.
It is someone's job to sit in there in pitch black in the dark at night on the night tours and wait for a tour to come round, and they'll take you in there. And someone's job is to sit in there, wait for the tour, and then they walk out with this big sort of tank thing.
Oh, no.
They'll creep out of that little dark room, and then they slam the tank down to scare everybody.
Oh, my God. I would legitimately have a full-blown heart attack.
Everyone does. Everyone freaks out, and then you laugh afterwards and all that. But then I walked away thinking, whose job is that?
And then the person goes back into the cell and's like, well, wait another hour for the next tour to roll through.
Exactly what happens. Can you imagine sitting there while you wait for the tour
boring.
In this tiny, dark little cell?
And you couldn't be on your phone because the light that your screen would emit would give you away. So you just have to sit in pitch black.
So did they do that on your tour? Are they still doing that?
Well, I did a daytime tour, so I missed that. But they did talk about these nets, right?
Yes.
Suicide nets that they put down because people.
Suicide prevention nets.
Prevention nets, yeah. Stop people from jumping. It's like a 3-4 level prison.
That's right.
Stop people jumping from the top down to the bottom because people were doing that.
Yeah, and so someone's job, this is the other job, is to sit in the top cells at the top, like level 4, and again, wait for the tours to come round, and they'll have a mannequin. And they're sitting in the top dark cells waiting, and then what they'll do is when the tour's there, They throw the mannequin over the edge and they go,
and it lands on the net.
And it lands on the net above you and everyone gets scared again.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you laugh and then you walk away and then I'm like, whose job is that?
What
to sit up
person
there?
Came up with these tours? This is terrifying.
Still doing that, Matt? Are they throwing the mannequin off the top of the thing?
I don't know. I was not on the daytime.
Not in the day
not
tour.
In the day.
Okay,
maybe
so these
the
are
night
ones.
I had like a couple like 7-year-olds on my tour. I don't think they would have appreciated the.
Family friendly during the day, but
also,
messed up at night.
2021, very PC these days. Like, could you throw a mannequin off?
That's what I was thinking. Like, is that? I mean, it's brilliant for a reaction, but I mean, PTSD. I don't know.
Well, look, what we want to focus on this morning on 13 10 60, have you got an odd job like that? Do you know someone with an odd job?
That is a very bizarre job.
You don't have to top that, by the way, because that's kind of right at the top. But odd jobs.
Working in an old prison in general, I think, comes under the category of odd job for sure. But chucking a mannequin off the fourth story.
I kind of wanted the gig afterwards. I was like, how do you get that job? How do you apply?
It would be fun for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And then on day 3, you're like, meh, I'm a bit bored now.
Is being a librarian an odd job?
No.
I consider that an odd job.
Do
I'd
you?
Be like, who would want to be a librarian?
I think being a librarian is a great job.
Well, books are getting phased out, mate. Librarians, they're not going to last too much longer. It's all audio books and e-books these days, unfortunately, for the librarians.
I think being a librarian is fine. It's a great job. It's not that odd.
Somebody who burns bodies.
Yeah, you've gone really to the top there. Yeah. You've gone to the top.
What's going on in your
mind? Well, I'm trying to give inspiration to the people of what an odd job might be.
Leave it to the people. 13, 10, 60 doesn't have to involve bodies. It can be anything that you've been paid to do that's odd. I know you and I have a couple we'll get to next, Matt.
Yes, we do.
Doing this job. But don't forget, $200 prize this morning.
Yes, we've got the Glamouflage package to give to you. If you call 13, 10, 60, tell us about your odd job.
You or someone you know.
Odd jobs, they're about, they're around. And I mean, Gawndy, we work in an industry. We're very fortunate to work in radio, but man, you have to do some strange stuff when you work at a radio station.
I couldn't even tell you the amount of times I've been nude for this job. Like, it's more, I'd have to count them on more than two hands.
Well, we can stop that now.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to. I did put a block on it a little while ago. I was like, guys, I can't.
Can't nude up anymore.
I can't go to any more nudist beaches.
It's offensive.
With listeners, which
no.
I've done.
I
can't streak into the other radio studio with nothing but a hat over it. Like, these days are done,
what
guys.
A hat? What kind of a hat?
It's a large hat.
A sombrero.
A cobra. Extra large. So, look, I've done all that stuff. I've done it all. But it's one of those flap hats you used to wear at school with the flap on the back that protect your neck, which is good. Also, before radio as well, I did promotional work.
Oh,
and
that's the worst.
I rocked up to a gig and they called me that day and they said, we're going to pay you $100 an hour for tonight's job.
$100 an hour?
Yeah, and I said, yeah, I'll take it. I didn't even ask what it was.
Well, you should have for that money.
I got to a bar and this guy rocks up and he says, are you gay? And I said, No, I'm not actually. Why is that? He said, oh, because this is a gay bar and we're wearing these. And there was these togas, little white togas.
Oh.
We had to put it on and hand out the drinks in the gay bar. I was a hit that night, I tell you what.
I bet. The dudes would have loved you in your toga.
So I did that for an hour and
there's
then
some,
got
there's
out of
some
there.
Wild, there's some wild,
there's
wild,
some stuff.
Odd jobs out there. 13, 10, 60 if you've had one. Flash, no surprises here, has called through. Good morning, sir.
G'day, trendsetters. How are we?
Mate,
good, man.
We're so good. What's the odd job that you've had?
Well, you can hear the music in the background. That's fitting. I was used to work as a carny, you know, in the carnivals.
Sure.
Yeah, that's why
rides.
I grabbed this, mate. So carnies, we're setting the scene here. Circus vibes.
You're allowed to say carny.
I don't know. Are you not
Is
allowed?
Is that offensive?
Oh, everything's offensive in 2021.
Carnival
I can't keep
workers.
Up.
Anyway, okay. You've said that you yourself were a carny, so I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
If you're using the term, it should be fine.
I use a lot of terms. But anyway, one of my jobs, among others, was sitting in a little room in the haunted house.
Oh.
Behind a skeleton, and when the people walked past, I had to moan and pretend it was a scary moan.
That's
can
a
you,
job.
Can you
before you ask him to do it, before because I want to as well. I just want to know, what do you get paid for that?
Not much.
No, not. I got paid in bananas, really.
Right.
But...
okay. So not enough.
Not even peanuts.
Right. Okay. Now go for it, Matt.
Flash.
All right. Don't get excited or scared or
Let's
anything.
Let's hear it. This is the moan from the carnival that you used to work at from the haunted house.
This will be radio gold. This.
Oh.
He's carked it.
He's dead.
He's gone.
The little wins, they never let me down.
Have you had a little win? 131060 is the number to call and brag about it. It's an epic moment in your day. We want to hear all about that moment.
I actually feel good when I hear other people's little wins.
Oh.
Like, it just gives me that little perk up that
you
I need.
I just want to like skip, you know?
Yeah,
you just put
like,
a little skip in your step.
You're right, that is good. Trish. From Wagga, good morning. Yeah, we're good. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What's your little win, Trish?
Well, I went out to the club one night and I was playing the pokies, of course.
Okay.
Classic.
Gamble
Trish.
Responsibly, Trish.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
And I only had $20 left and I thought, oh no. So I was going through my wallet and I found a Keno ticket that was in there for ages. So I took it up to the counter and it had $156 on it. So
Whoa.
I was wrapped.
Yeah, happy with that.
Amazing. Did you take the win?
I took it.
Good girl.
Hang on. Did you?
The rest in the pokies.
You put it in there. It is. Trish. Trish.
No, I didn't. I didn't put it in the pokies.
Oh, good. Okay, so you kept that.
She went to the races on the weekend.
That's good, Trish. You walked away, and that's what you need to do. What did you do with that money then? Do you remember?
Oh, I can't remember. Probably paid bills.
Paid bills,
but
yeah.
But still, that's good.
That's important.
It's a little win. Good on you, Trish.
Thanks, Trish. Well done. Let's go to Damo in Griffith on 13 10 60. Morning, Damo.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're cruising.
Hey, Damien, what was your little win, buddy?
My little win was last year. We had a bet on a rugby league game, me and my work colleague.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a lotto ticket worth about $3.20 or something like that. And Manly, my mighty Manly Tigers beat the Canberra Raiders. So he had to buy the ticket. And the ticket sat in my wallet for about 6 to 8 weeks. And didn't know, forgot all about it. And checked it. So the little win was obviously my team win. But, checked the ticket about 6 to 8 weeks later. And it was $6,000.
Whoa! It's a big win, 6K.
Now, your mate paid for the lotto ticket.
Mm.
He sure did, and we went after them. We ended up around about 3,100.
Really? That's good nice of you, man.
That's real. I think that should be the rule. If you buy like a scratchy for someone as a gift and that scratchy wins, that they should split the winnings with the person that bought the ticket.
That's correct.
That's good karma.
Yeah, my workmate didn't know anything about it. He forgot about it. He said, thanks for being honest. I said, look, I would be able to live with myself if I'd done that. So.
That's a great phone call to get on his behalf. Hey, I've got $3,000 for you. You'd be like, what? Are you serious?
You're a good human,
guys,
Damien.
You're a better human than me because I don't know if I could subscribe to it.
I don't doubt that for a second.
If I win the cash and you bought it for me, just bad luck, Damo.
Gaundy, such a good mate.
Yeah, good guy.
You ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Rank the Show.